the folks who are getting the free stuff don't like the folks who are paying for the free stuff. Because the folks who are paying for the free stuff can no longer afford to pay for both the free stuff and their own stuff. And the folks who are paying for the free stuff want the free stuff to stop. And the folks who are getting the free stuff want even more free stuff on top of the free stuff they're already getting. Now, the folks who are forcing the people to pay for the free stuff have told the people who are receiving the free stuff that the people who are paying for the free stuff are being mean and prejudiced and, oh, yes, racist. And so the people who are getting the free stuff have been convinced they need to hate the people who are paying for that free stuff by the people who are forcing some people to pay for their free stuff and giving them the free stuff in the first place. But you see, we have let the free stuff giving go on for so long that there's now more people getting free stuff than paying for the free stuff. You can well imagine that the word stuff is actually replaced by a four-letter word that also begins with S, but this is a family hour, so we can't continue to use that word. Now, understand all of this, my friends. All great dumbocracies have committed financial suicide somewhere between 200 and 250 years after being founded. And the reason? Because the voters figured out they could vote themselves money from the Treasury by electing people who promised to give them money or free stuff from the Treasury in exchange for electing them. Well, the United States officially became a republic in 1776. That's 230-some-odd years ago. So the number of people now getting free stuff outnumbers the people paying for the free stuff. We got one chance to change all that in 2012. Failure to change that spells the end of the free stuff and of the United States as we know it. Good evening, and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live this evening on the 22nd day of September, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are, of course, glad to have all of you here, including, once again, our affiliates and our listeners in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Hope you'll continue to tune in. Oh, there's things we'll do to wake it and shake it and tick a few of you off, but you know what? You need to get a little ticked off once in a while. Speaking about getting ticked off, an awful lot of people invested in the Wall Street shuffle. Well, they got twisted out of a good bit of their funds today. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments with something very special coming out of the first break.
Has been spiced with romance. Too many bedrooms.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you say I had a lot to learn? Well, baby, don't think I'm trying. To learn, go on, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, roll right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me to love. The sky's a black boy, high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write, I love you.
In music, as in all things, it is an impossibility to have a complete and full awareness of every potential performer out there. And there are times in this life that you cut yourself out for one reason or another. The performer you just heard sing just never interested me at all. A strange-looking chick who, as I begun to find out, as her career evolved, went haywire with the makeup, haywire with the hair, haywire with the clothes. And so I never heard her sing, to the best of my knowledge. And because of her physical appearance, it was, to me, so unpleasant that I couldn't possibly ever want to listen to this gal sing. Just over 2 months ago, she passed away just days before her 28th birthday. And yes, it was due to alcohol, drugs, an absolutely loony lifestyle, probably coming out of a Cockney neighborhood in England. And it wasn't until several weeks ago, and I made a comment about it, that I happened to see a video of her in the studio just 4 months before she passed away with Tony Bennett, singing just an amazing song. And I was hooked, absolutely hooked, and have little by little spent some time going looking for some of her videos, two of which are posted on today's edition of RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Amy Winehouse, to hear her speak is almost an unintelligible situation. We don't very often go astray from our normal music catalog. I'm long overdue. We've been running this one for a year now. And although several pieces will remain, chiefly the opening and closing, yes, I want to create a new catalog to send down to the network. And I will get that into Manny's hands as quickly as I can. Maybe this weekend I'll get the time to work on it, but there's no guarantees to that. In life, there's so much. But what the point I'm trying to make is that not everything is as it appears to be. Not in music, not in life, not in one's physical appearance, not in politics, certainly by any stretch of the imagination. And I guess that this turns out to be quite an interesting life lesson. And it's not one that I intended on addressing, but it makes sense. In just a little while, we will be opening up for, I believe it's the third round of debates with these cast of characters that call themselves Republicans that seem to want to all have one thing in common, that they all want to get Barack Obama out of the White House on January the 20th, 2013. Well, I think the majority of us listening here, I would suspect that all, myself and all those at the network and all of those of you listening, share pretty much the same dream. But that doesn't mean we care to put ourselves out in that kind of a spotlight and get up there debating with a bunch of other idiots that all have the same dream. And in most cases, they are. Bachman has this mentality of weakness because of some of the stupid, ignorant, dumb things she says. They're completely out of context, and they're almost like, you know, she's been drinking a little Who Had John. And yet she has this ability to come back strong when she has to. Mr. Kane, the black man who was the president and CEO of pizza, Godfather's Pizza, I think he says some decent things, but the problem is he says the same things over and over and over each and every time he speaks. We look at Rick Perry, certainly, much like Amy Winehouse, not what he appears to be. Ron Paul is what Ron Paul is, whether one agrees or disagrees with him or goes along with him, and I know many of you do. Certainly Mitt Romney, many questions have begun to arise about, you know, everybody thinks of Mormons and they think Salt Lake City. Are you kidding? They started somewhere else before they ever got to Salt Lake City. If I'm not mistaken, the Mormons started their journey in New Jersey. Jersey ran them out. They got to Illinois and got in trouble, and Joseph Smith got burned or some darn thing. They killed him. And so the only so-called leader of the Mormon community, that which we call Mormons or Church of the Latter-day Saints, whatever, that made it to Salt Lake City was a man named Brigham Young. Well, they got to Salt Lake City. They began to establish their community. They began to build and haul the logs and denude the land so they could build their homes and do whatever it was they were going to do. And after they'd been there for 6 or 7 months, the Brigham Young called his council together. And, of course, as with all religions, or with most, their goal is to expand their flock, so to speak. More sheep to shear, as it were. And, of course, the Mormons sent missionaries out, and they expanded down into Mexico. And there is a very prolific Mormon community down in Mexico. Well, allegedly, if I remember the story correct, it appears that Mitt Romney was born of dual citizenship parents, American parents who lived in Mexico. Mitt Romney was born in Mexico. So is he Mexican? Is he American? There's a lot of questions, but we're getting away from ourselves. See, back to Brigham Young. So after about 6 months of being in the Great Salt Lake, because it was not called Salt Lake City till many years later, he calls his council together and determines that the time has come for Brigham Young to take a wife. And so he sends his various leaders out across the general countryside where the Mormon religion is kind of expanded down into St. George, etc., etc. And he tells his followers that it's time for me to take a wife. Go out and search out and bring me back some candidates. I don't care how you bring them. Just bring them young. All right, that's enough of that one. I got you, Granny, but you knew it was coming. But the point I'm trying to make, and I was talking about the Winehouse situation, perfect example how someone is not what she appeared to be. Yes, she was a drug addict. She was a drug. She killed herself by abusing her bodies. I look at her films from 5 or 6 years ago. The tattoos weren't there. The crazy look. She was just a very plain-looking Jewish Cockney girl. That's what she was. You know, you can't make a thing about it. You can't escape it. But look what was inside of her. The talent was so amazing. And you could watch her. She feels the music. Well, the problem is we're going to watch this debate tonight. And remember one thing, because many of you are going to go watch those debates. Some out of curiosity, because you want to see how they've changed their game plan. Just remember this, my friends. Everything you're about to see on those debates tonight is not what it appears to be. Not that much unlike Barack Obama from the standpoint that he, of course, turned out to be absolutely nothing as that he appeared to be. Look at the destruction of this nation in nearly 3 years of his being in office. Oh, yes, the problems existed when Bush was there, and they were there when Clinton was there before him and Daddy Bush, and it goes on and on and on. But the problems have been allowed to compound. What is taking place in America today is not necessarily what it appears to be. Our leaders, our leadership from the resident on down through the senators and the representatives, etc., none of them are what they appear to be. Not when 80-some of them journey over to Islael to get their marching orders so they can go over and pander to a group of people who are going to help financially underwrite their campaign for re-election. Amazing. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I was just corrected by Granny that it was not Mitt Romney who was born in Mexico, but in fact his father. So, it, you know, certainly could raise the question. But don't expect, even though there has been some fairly good documentation put together to raise the question about Romney's legitimacy or whatever the case may happen to be. In other words, was the father, in fact, the citizen of the United States of America, which seems to be one of the key elements of a child being considered an American-born citizen or national, depending on which terminology you wish to use, and for what purpose. The reality is that the Democrats ain't going to raise this question and push it, because the minute they do, well, a certain degree of questions may once again go ballistic as relates to one Barack Hussein Obama, sometimes known as Barry Satoru. So don't expect anybody on the opposite side to be, the opposite side of Mitt Romney to be raising this question. The markets. Markets were thrashed in a major sell-off today. Huge. Dow at one time was down well over 500 points, came back up to settle at 391 points down. The Dow currently stands at 10,734. NASDAQ off 83. That's 3 days in a row the NASDAQ is down to 2456. S&P 500 down again at 1130. Global Dow off 83. At 1691, gold took quite a drumming today, currently sitting at about $1,744. An hour ago, it was at about $1,734, so it's up about 10 bucks in the last hour. Oil up 7 cents in the aftermarket, but it basically took quite a drumming, and no pun intended, ending their day at a little over, $8.51 a barrel. And yet, as I've stated, it keeps going up at the pump, so where's the benefit? Over in the rest of the metals, things are moving right along, although not always in the proper direction we'd like to see it. In the aftermarket, silver is just now shy of $36 an ounce once again. That's actually at $36.01, gold at $17.38.80, platinum up $7 in the after hours at $16.89, and that, I will say, is basically the end of where I'm going to go economically. Frankly, for those of you who are our habitual listeners to this network that can't seem to turn it off from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night, you've already listened to, you know, 3.5 hours of economic commentary, both from Robbie, John. I was privileged to join Robbie for a short while today, as we try to do on Thursdays. But let me share with you very briefly the global meltdown. Investors are dumping nearly everything. You see, there's no solution in sight for Europe. There seems to be no real solution in sight for America. There's even the threat, once again, barely a month later, of a U.S. government shutdown. If that happens, Bill and I may be getting off the train and not going to the Grand Canyon. Well, we'll go to Vegas. The heck with it. We'll go to another kind of canyon. Hope he's got insurance so we can cancel the trip. But there's no solution in sight for Europe and America. There's new fears of global recession. Investors today dump stocks and commodities. Many ran to the safety of U.S. treasuries. But in doing so, they had to come up with a bunch of money. So where did they go for it? A whole bunch of these idiots sold off their gold, the one true safe haven. And they sold off a bunch of gold. Now, keep in mind, not the gold that you own, that I own. No, most of them sold off their paper gold, which is a little bit of a dice throw. In other words, yeah, we own gold on paper. We don't want to have to store that stuff. We don't want to haul it around. It's big. It's cumbersome. It's barbaric. Unbelievable. But I will share with you. Over the past several weeks, I find that I've not been sleeping well. But throughout the night, I'm up and I'm tossing and I'm turning and I'm waking up in a cold, in just an absolute soaking wet sweat as I try to think through many of the things happening in the world and our current situation in this country and, in fact, all over the rest of the world. This globalization makes it imperative that we live our lives as members of a much larger collective and society and less as individuals. But you see, individualism is a right that we all have and should enjoy personally. But as it applies to the collective, we need to be mindful of our impact on those around us, so we are told. But as we wander through this life, we impact everyone and everything we encounter. We're no longer an island adrift in a sea of self-indulgence or secure in our own little world. We become like the rest of the world. Like the rest of the world. Connected by our global political and financial decisions. We have, in fact, become, whether we like it or not, one world. I don't know if there's much order in it, but we have really truly become one world. As we consider our direction as a country and as a society, yes, we're told we must be mindful of our effect on others, not just in America, but in the world around us. Politically, we still act as if we are big brother to the world, believing that our might makes us right and the one with the biggest stick always wins. We must acknowledge that our efforts in the Middle East are suspect at best and the effect is uncertain, if not deleterious. Oh, yes, we eliminate a despot in one country. And, well, let's talk about it when we return from the break, huh? Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, my friends. Billie Holiday, if I'm not mistaken. Talking about tonight, to some degree, a call for common sense. I don't necessarily agree with every word that I share with you. You know, we don't need this mutual admiration society stuff that every syllable that comes out of our mouths must be agreed upon by listeners, but it is an approach that is worth consideration. Talking moments ago about how politically we still act as if we're the big brother of the world, the police department, so to speak, believing that our might makes us right and that if we've got the biggest stick, we're always going to win. And I stated before we broke that we've got to acknowledge that our efforts in the Middle East are suspect at best. The effect is uncertain, if not deleterious. Well, the problem is, our involvement in the Middle East is very suspect. We know it's who it's on behalf of, and yet, with all the economic turmoil we have in this country and the billions of dollars we continue to fork out to Israel every year, in addition, the millions, if not billions of dollars that we also fork out to the people just down the road in Palestine, trying to buy our version of peace for Israel. It's insanity. Pure insanity, my friends. I once again will go back to the movie Lawrence of Arabia, 1962, with Peter O'Toole. I didn't care about that part of it. The interesting portion of the film to me was the political intrigue with Claude Rains and the various characters that were part of the British regime that was trying to stir up the pot and take control of the Middle East. You learn much from that film if you pay attention to that aspect of it. Who cares if Jose Ferrar was peeking out as a voyeur from behind a window watching a couple of Turks have their way sodomizing Lawrence of Arabia? You know, I was 14 years old. What the hell's going on here? Middle East. Yeah, we eliminate a despot in one country. We cheer the overthrow of another, but they're not really any better for our efforts. I said to you back in February, look at these dumb kids over in Israel demanding that Hosni Mubarak step down. And when they were asked who they plan to replace him with, they said, we don't care, put the military in there. Jesus Christ. We created Al-Qaeda. We created Al-Qaeda forces to battle Russia. And those very same so-called freedom fighters are now called terrorists. Our nemesis. Their reach increased to our own shores. Psychologically, if not physically. These things should tell us that we are meddling in places that we should not. You know, Tony Bennett, the singer, 85 years of age recently, last week, was on the Howard Stern show the other day and kind of got raked over the coals by the media because Tony Bennett decided to make some political commentary talking about the reasons for 9/11 is because we were involved in other parts of the world where we don't belong. And he got raked over the coals for it. He's right. We can't keep stirring up the pot everywhere. We play Saddam Hussein. And when he no longer wanted to play ball our way, the man had to go. Then you got, Tim Osman. I think his name was. Better known as Osama bin Laden. The words we hear is that representatives of our government were meeting with members of bin Laden's family, having dinner with him the night before 9/11. We keep putting the Manuel Noriega, another perfect example. We put him in there when he just started to start taking a bigger piece of the pie of the drug money. George Bush, his so-called friend, had to make sure that he had to go. We can't keep doing this stuff. And when I turn on the television, I hear the word about how we're trying to spread democracy all over the world. You know, you cannot spread democracy or the idea of a republic to nations who have no understanding of the concept. The moment we finally pull out of Iraq, and it won't be forever and for good, we're always going to have some remnants behind. You know, the oil muckety mucks, the Halliburtons of the world, a couple of military advisors. You know how that garbage goes. But the minute we pull out of these countries, their warring factions and their tribes are going to go back to doing exactly what was depicted with the various Arab tribes in Lawrence of Arabia. Oh, Lawrence, oh, Lawrence. One nation's terrorist is another nation's freedom fighter. All of these things should tell us that we are meddling in places that we should not. In fact, our incursion into their fight has created new ways for our own government to garner additional control over us in the name of security. And maybe that's the crux of the whole situation. Oh, our government created the TSA, whose reach increases daily with impunity. They now call the tune to which we all must dance. Call it what you like, my friends. The unfortunate truth is that they now control our lives in the name of national security. Do you really feel safer? I never had any concerns about being safe from Al-Qaeda. I have far greater concerns about being safe from our government and their hirelings. Is groping a pre-boarding passenger really keeping us all from harm? Is intercepting cell phone conversations and scanning our emails really prompting national security? Does examining a library book request serve a real purpose? Does detailed analysis of bookstore purchases really matter or even provide a window to the buyer's intentions? Maybe I want to go down and replace my old copy of Morals and Dogma or Mein Kampf. Yeah, I own books like this because I read history. I want to understand history. What happened to the FBI and the CIA? You know, there's a new movie coming out very soon, a new Clint Eastwood movie. directed by Eastwood, starring Leonardo DiCaprio as J. Edgar Hoover. Now everybody's going to laugh. Hey, come on, he's a cross-dresser, you know, transvestite, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something. Yeah, Hoover had an iron hand. But I'm going to tell you, there wasn't a lot that went on in this nation that man did not know about. Weren't the FBI and CIA, weren't they organizations supposed to prevent the catastrophic events that befell our country back in the early part of the last decade? No, they were all arguing about who knew what and whose job it was to intervene. My friends, our way of life, our society is right for our people. It is not the answer for everyone. We live this way because of how we are socialized and understand our limits and freedoms. But to force our social and political structures on another country, another people, another society is futile. We cannot expect anyone other than an American to understand our form of a democracy, a democratic republic. Don't start the crap about, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. One is the type of nation, the other one is the type of government. Cut the crap. You see, our efforts to indoctrinate the world to our way of thinking is absolutely wrong. It is a waste of our time, our money, our children and grandchildren's lives. And history proves it. And yet, as a nation and as a people, we ignore the lesson. I wonder if we'll ever learn that tolerance is far better than insisting that the world adopt our ways. Can't we just accept that other countries have the same rights to sovereignty as we? I look at some of these debates with Ron Paul making his statements about Iran and Rick, who should be in a sanitarium, just continues to look down his face with this most amazingly quizzical look like, listen to you, old Texan, you're wrong. No, he's not. It's one of those areas I happen to agree. Keep the hell out of Iran. We caused those problems over there, and it's coming back to bite us in the assets. But then there's the financial side of things. We're a monkey with a machine gun over here. We spend like we can just print all the money we need, and we do it with horrendous results. Our nation's fiscal policies indicate a complete ignorance of how money works. We provide social programs from the less fortunate at the expense of working people. You know, the working people buy the stuff that the people who don't work and don't want to work expect to get gratis. Our current policy fosters a definite two-class system. Those with and those who want. Those with means can support some of these programs, but not all of them. If we are ever to emerge from the hole we are in, we need to change the fundamental thought process of those that now expect the country to provide them with a comfortable living. When half the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half is going to take care of them, and when the other half gets the idea that it does no good to work because somebody else is going to get what they work for, then that is the beginning of the end of any nation. And that, my friends, is where we are today. We're facing a tipping point economically. We carry a $15 trillion debt with no way to ever pay it off. And now we've raised the debt limit to continue our spendthrift ways. And now we got Harry Reid saying, well, if those bad Republicans don't go along with it, we're going to have to shut the government down. We don't want to do that. It's those Republicans again. The Republicans are bad people because they don't want to go along with it. But the Democrats are good people because they just want to spend more money and give more free stuff to those who find it so much easier to sit on their fat assets and do nothing for it. The two political parties that will make the decision insist that their view and policies are correct. My friends, in the last decade, we have blown through a $215 billion surplus from the year 2000. The projections at that time showed an additional $1 trillion increase. Our national debt was paid down to $233 billion. We now face an insurmountable debt that, if divided among the people of America, equals $46,000 per head. That's man, woman, and child. And that's based only what the known legal population of the country is. Depending on who you read, the median income in the United States is $46,326. And therefore, the debt, if it were to be paid off, would leave you $326 left. We're bankrupt. There's no way to sustain our current spending versus our current income. 42% had incomes below $25,000, while the top 10% had incomes exceeding $82,500 a year. That means most people in this country are below that $46,000 threshold. Kind of scary, ain't it? What this means on a global scale is that as the number one earning country, we have no concept of how our actions affect the rest of the world. The top 10 earning countries per capita, according to the World Bank's gross national income, Luxembourg is first at $37,500. Switzerland at just under $37,000. Japan at $35,500. Norway at $35,000. United States comes in at $33,000 or less. This is the average per capita income. Denmark at a little over $30,000, Iceland at $27,500, Sweden at $25,000, the UK at $24,500, Austria comes in number 10 at $23,800, Israel drops down to $17,000, and a very large percentage of that comes from us. Countries 35 through 104 make less than $10,000 per year per capita, and countries 105 to 169 make less than $1,000 per year per capita. Remaining few don't even register. A lot of these countries live well below our poverty level, would love to have our income. They'd relish the opportunity to live as we do and have our lifestyle, but our problem is our convenient memory and our ungrateful attitude towards what we have. Take it all for granted. So does our government. They forget that we make more than enough to care for the less fortunate, but not so much that they can squander our money on programs that benefit their own greedy interests. We can no longer provide comfortable lifestyles for non-contributors and slackers. But that's what Barack Obama expects of us. We can no longer afford to be the dumping ground for the indignant refuse of the world. Our pride is gone, as is our national identity. My friends, partisan politics is crippling this nation. It is more important for our leaders to cling to the party planks and to their jobs than to act in the interest of the nation. They abandon the people, they serve major financial contributors and Israel, and special interest groups that prove them power and provide them power and recognition. And yet we, as a people, suffer because the interests of those few outweigh the good of the many. They should all be fired and replaced with more realistic and honest leaders. Fired, put their feet to the fire, hanging from a yardarm. Remember that old oak tree that Tony What's-His-Name and Dawn sang about so many years? Hang them from that old oak tree. These people freely enact laws that segregate us from them. They live above the laws made for the rabble, us. It's our fault that these people lead us into oblivion and treat their responsibilities cavalierly. We allow the self-serving power brokers throughout this country to placing these people in office. Note that I did not say elected to office. There is no electorate. The election recount in Florida in 2000 proved that those with the most to gain control who is placed in office. The Bush is a perfect example. Power run amok. Stay with us. We'll be back. In its spell,
that old black magic that you weave so well.
Got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when you're...
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Time is elusive. It is so elusive that there are days that I, yesterday being one, today being another, that I truly would relish a two-hour program. I don't like to talk so fast that people cannot absorb what it is I'm trying to get across. My friends, in order to regain the leadership position in the world, we absolutely must, as a nation, as a people, as individuals, must change our focus toward stronger education. That doesn't mean money. We talked about that the other day with the example of the schools in Harlem. We have to resolve to unify this society into one cohesive, proud people again. We need to stand by each other and not a safe distance from one another. I hate to say it, but part of all of that process still comes down to resolving the illegal invasion problem in this nation, some of which I'll be addressing at federalobserver.com later this evening. We are, in fact, facing the end of the greatest nation on the face of the earth, all because we wanted more and more and more and more for me. And yet we had total abandon for one another. Common sense tells us that unity is better than individuality, but something keeps us from moving in that direction. History teaches us that the only way to prosperity for all is to sacrifice a bit of self for the common good. Not the way the government sees us doing it, however. Because history also teaches us that unless we learn from the past, we in fact are doomed to repeat it. Thank you, George Santayana. A cursory look at our present European situation should show us all we need to know. Common sense also tells us that we all need to take personal action to avert inevitable demise. Our leaders won't do it. They can't even agree on a balanced budget or how to reduce the debt or how to shut the borders down or build a fence or don't build it. They're not going to support a thing until we demand it and make sure we cram it down their throat. You see, they work for us, remember? We don't work for them. Common sense tells us the only way to change group behavior is at the personal level first. Lead by example. If you need a powerful cause to rally the country, try bankruptcy. That's right. You see, that's where we're headed. Unless we all decide to change our direction and insist that our public officials begin doing their jobs and not just keeping them. Wake up, America. It's time to get off your collective assets and do something for your country. Posted this date, Charles Dickens at federalobserver.com. This is the second time in a week I've been privileged to share the writings of my friend Charles. Yes, he is the great-great-great-grandson of the noted author Charles Dickens, who also was, let's face it, a political commentator in his own right. We reached the end of our hour all too quickly. I had much more to go into, but time is fleeting. The Amy Winehouse story made for an interesting first 20 minutes. Thank you for tolerating me and sharing me into your homes tonight. Thank you for taking time out of your valuable schedule. In 1 hour, let the debates begin, although they truly are a joke. But they're not all what they seem to be. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
What you got, nobody has, and I got you, yes, I got you, I got you, and all that jazz, and all that jazz.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.